This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I don't know if it's moving very fast today or not on this January 2nd. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Stayed up late last night, watched the Rebels upset Georgia, and that was a great game. Oh, compared to the other two, yeah, it had to be.
Kirby Smart, he's an excitable individual, isn't he?
To say the least. He was like that when he was a former assistant coach at LSU years ago. Him and Will Muschamp, man, it was like live wire, no insulation on both of them. They were much younger, but, man, Kirby still has a lot of fire to him. But
I was watching a game with my kid, and I was saying, I wonder what he's saying. I just wonder what he's saying all the time. What is he screaming at? What could he have to say that much? What is he saying?
I have a couple friends of mine that have been referees. They tell me it's a constant chatter with Kirby. Constant with
him. He ran out on the field, almost called holding himself in the first quarter, wasn't it, or the first half sometime?
It was in the, I think that was in the third quarter when Kawan Lacy made the run.
That's what it was.
He cut the corner. And it looked to be some holding. But, man, they had a couple of missed calls. They had one obvious face mask call. How could you miss that? I mean, his head jerked completely around. And no flag. So it was a good game.
Before we get to the Saints, let me get to the college football playoffs with you. How do you see this playing out?
Man, Miami and Ole Miss, if you'd have had that on the dance card, you'd be able to cash in pretty good money. Miami, their defense and their front is really what won from up front, the more physical team. And, man, they beat up Ohio State. Wasn't no beating. Yep. They beat them up. And
as did Indiana with Alabama.
Man, Indiana, they just kind of moved pieces all around. And Mendoza was hot. When you catch a hot quarterback, just like what Georgia caught Trinidad Chambliss, you're in trouble. You can say, well, we'll do this and that defensively, but sometimes just that player at that moment gets really hot throwing the football, and you got some difficulties in trying to match up against them. But Indiana, certainly, when you talk about, you know, I've heard many people say, well, the Blue Bloods are going to dominate college football now. Mm. Oh, yeah? Ole Miss? Indiana? Miami of Florida? When's the last time they've been relevant? I mean, you got to go back quite a few years before they have been a relevant team in college football. And then certainly Oregon coming in over the last 4 or 5 years. They have been a really, really top flight team in college football. I think one of the best coaches in college football and Dan Lanning there. And they funded well. That guy who owns Nike, when he cuts you a check, it won't bounce.
See, and I got my little bracket here, and I got equals parity is what I got here. And I think with the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, are we going to see parity in college football? Not with James Madison, I'm not saying that, or with Tulane, no disrespect, but are we going to see parity among big programs like that?
It's going to mirror the NFL, I think, in a lot of ways. Where
the so-called blue bloods, their blood ain't going to be as blue anymore.
It ain't going to be as blue anymore.
It's going to be green, right?
Yeah, it's all about green. But even spending money, you got to make the right decisions on who you bring in. And you look at where Texas Tech started and them getting to this point, and they got beat yesterday by Oregon. But, okay, you got to make the right personnel decisions. You can have an all-star team, doesn't mean that it all mixes well. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. But I think for a lot of people who dislike the way the system is and okay, there should be certain guardrails put on it. Right now that's not in place. Mm-hmm. I think college football, from an interest standpoint, is higher now than it's ever been mm-hmm. in our lifetime. That goes to show you, you know, what college football brings to the table, and you can change a lot of different values and variances in it, and it's still such a great sport to watch.
It's hard to tell in a way, and bear with me here, when you look at the level of competition between the two, and I know it's different on an NFL field, but I guess that goes back to parity. It's hard to tell a difference. The talent is so close now with the upper programs. You with me?
I think you're right. And it's somewhat like that in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The only thing in the NFL, that mantra of any given Sunday does still come into play. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you can have a not a really good game and somebody plays his best and they end up upsetting you. That happens in the NFL every week. Mm-hmm. Every week that it happens. So I think what you see is a little bit of an expansion in the college football ranks. Years ago, the way the system was, an Ole Miss, a Texas Tech, the way Miami's season played out, they didn't win the ACC. Mm-hmm. Okay. To get to where they're at, you wouldn't have seen that. But you will today. And when they expand this to 16, it'll be even more so. But I do think that similar to the NFL, that you will see a team almost get in like a wild card mm-hmm. and end up winning it in. Archie Manning and I, we spoke about that a lot. And he told me, Mike, he said, one day they're going to have a 9-3 football team, finish the season, don't win their conference, but they get in and they win it all. It's just like a wild card team in the NFL.
But to be clear, you're not talking about a James Madison here or anything like that.
No. But, you know, like say a 9-3 Big Ten SEC team get in and they get hot and all of a sudden – everything falls into place.
Again, no disrespect to Mike Haas and James Madison. I just want to clear that up. 8:21, let me take a break. We'll talk Saints when we come back. I don't know who they're going to throw the ball to. They're hurting at the receiver. I mean, we can talk about it when we come back with Chris Olave in a hospital. 8:21, traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Dettillier, Chris Olave in the hospital. With a blood clot in his lung, was that necessarily, Mike, I don't know if you know or not, I shouldn't have asked you this because I don't know if you know, but is that a result of contact or was that just something?
I'm not real sure, Tommy. I mean, I know it's serious unless they catch it quickly.
Yeah.
It could turn into something serious. And
yeah, the only way it's minor is if it's somebody else's.
Yeah, it's always that way. Yeah, just like when I had my knee surgery. Oh, man, they do that every day. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But they didn't do it to me.
They do it to me now, exactly. Every day. So it's completely different, right?
Yeah, it's a different story. But they caught it early, and, you know, it takes a couple of weeks before finally that blood clot kind of clears in your lung. And so
we wish him
you can
all
get
the
it
best.
A lot of different ways, but wish him well.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you know, the Tyler Shuck's been a big story, but who's he going to throw the ball to?
Well, I would assume Kevin Austin is going to get a lot of targets to Sunday, along with Dante Pettis, who has seen playing time. And he made a big play last week. The only thing is he fumbled the football when he got near the end zone. A couple of Saints had a chance to pick it up and didn't do it. And Mason Tipton also. I would look at two, maybe getting the running backs more involved, if it's Audric Estime, Taysom Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Juwan Johnson, who's been a big target, I think he'll get a few more. But, yeah, man, your wide receiver core is really limited at this stage. And you want to try to play a little bit of keep away from the Falcons, because what they want to do is wear you down running the ball with Bijan Robinson. Because Bijan's hot now as a back. And you get that particular part. That's who they want to feed the football to. And, again, it's similar to in sports. When somebody gets on a roll like that, they'll piece together two or three unbelievable games. And you know one thing in Atlanta, fortunately for them, Arthur Blank has a lot more patience with coaches and front office people than I do. Because it has not been good for them. They're in football purgatory every year. 6-7 wins every year. They can't get over the hump.
We're going to be playing Kirk Cousins, right?
Yeah, and Kurt has had some really good games against the Saints. We've talked about it all week. Bobby always brings up the fact, man, Mikey, I used to sleep so well knowing I was playing against certain teams that I had played well against in the past. You feel confident that, man, I know them really well. I can throw the football against them. It doesn't matter if who's the head coach, whatever. It is something about one certain opponent. You go back to his days in Washington, and then with the Vikings, and then with Atlanta. He has had really good games against New Orleans. The thing with Kirk now is he's not moving around much. Man, I would try to blitz him in right up the middle. That's where I think you can affect him and make him throw a little bit awkward, off balance. That because if you give him time to throw the football, man, he's going to carve you up.
How do you
he's still that good.
How do you contain Bijan?
You can stack the line of scrimmage. But, you know, part of this, too, is just making sure that your linemen and linebackers don't get out of their angles.
Yep.
Put them up front and make sure that they stay in that lane, because if you give him that little crease, he's going to take off running. And also, too, his ability to get yardage after first contact, that is something that's really special about him. I see it with Jeremiah Love with Notre Dame. Similar, a type player in college today. But, man, he's a tough guy and also can catch the football really well coming out the backfield.
I'll go first. Saints win this one with a strong defensive effort, low-scoring game. As usual, walk-off field goal. Thoughts?
I would say I agree with you. And even without Olave, I think somehow, some way, the Saints get it done and Charlie Smith ends it. What a field goal.
75-yarder. We'll see.
I don't know about that, but
I did go a little bit too far there.
Yeah, but, man, that Ole Miss kicker's pretty doggone good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Oh, I'm telling you, man. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll talk to John Curatola when we come back from the World War II Museum about the flying fighting tigers. What? We'll explain when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.